Morning City Line Church. For those of you who don't know me, my name is John Shirk. I'm the youth ministry coordinator here at City Line. Today's scripture reading for today. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared.
And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus.
While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?
He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words.
This is the word of the Lord.
Let's pray together. Lord, on this Easter morning, we invite your presence to come and to fill our hearts and our minds. May we hear from you this morning. And may we not hear from David, but may we hear from you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever found out that you've been using a word in a very specific way, but later learned out that the word didn't mean what you thought it meant? I've definitely done that. The word for me that I'm remembering is acute. I had first encountered this word in math class. Of course, this is referring to an acute angle, right? An acute angle is less than 90 degrees. It's different from an obtuse angle or a right angle. So I thought, you know, this angle must be small or slight. And that's how I began to use the word, to mean small or slight. I went around telling people all sorts of things, like how I was only acutely aware of this thing or that thing, or I only had an acute headache. You can imagine my shock and my embarrassment when I found out that acute actually means severe or intense. It turns out I had been very obtuse about the meaning of acute. I texted Misha that one when I was working on it. This morning we are going to talk about the meaning of Easter. And the challenging thing about Easter, I think we can all agree, is that no dictionary entry can really give the word justice, right? Easter is too complex, too troubling, too wonderful, too world-changing, and has too many implications for our lives for us to understand in a simple phrase or a single illustration. For example, I saw a post on Facebook where all the best kinds of, you know, pithy statements are made, and it was this picture, and it said, "Easter is about the cross." And I said, "Well, I guess it is, but isn't that a little simplistic? We aren't celebrating that the tomb was filled, right? We're celebrating that the tomb is empty." But at the same time, I guess I thought about it more, you know, without the cross, then there would be nothing that would have been put in the tomb, and so then it would just be this random empty cave, right? And there's no significance there. So while the Facebook post wasn't nearly as bad as my incorrect understanding of the word acute, it is a great illustration to show how that can fall a little bit short in our understanding of Easter. So, hence the question, what is Easter anyways? Now, I'm not going to try to tell you everything that Easter is and capture all of its meaning in the next 10 minutes. Instead, I'm just going to try to understand what Easter is a little bit more by talking about kids' games. So, this is for all you kids out there. Anybody like to play Chutes and Ladders? I do too. It's great. It's way better than Candyland. Chutes and Ladders is the game where you spin the wheel and you try to move your little character all the way through the 100 spaces of the game. And scattered throughout the game are a bunch of ladders that you can climb to skip ahead, and a bunch of chutes or slides, which you can fall into and slide back and you lose your progress. Easter is like space 87 of chutes and ladders. Does anybody know what space 87 is? It's a big chute. It's 13 spaces from the end of the game. And if you land on space 87, you go all the way back to space 24. It's the biggest chute in the game. Easter is a promise that if you follow Jesus, you will land on space 87 of life. This is because Easter is only possible because of the cross. Like I said before, the empty tomb doesn't mean a thing unless something happened to fill the tomb in the first place. So what is Easter? Easter is a promise that you will face a setback, that you will suffer a loss. Sometimes this happens to you, even when you're trying to avoid it. This is like the Roman laws that ordered soldiers to beat Jesus to a pulp, to nail his body to a cross, and to execute him. Sometimes we try to spin the wheel to get past space 87, but instead we roll the exact number and we land right on it. We lose a loved one in a terrible accident. We're mistreated by others. Bad things happen, and it isn't deserved, and it's terrible. Other times, our suffering and our setback is actually an invitation from God to enter into the suffering that we see around us. This is what Jesus did when he laid down his life to die on the cross. Instead of trying to spin past space 87, we are invited to spin and land right on space 87. This might be like standing up for the kid in class that's being bullied. This might mean like being honest to your boss in like a report or something, and not only maybe not getting that promotion or the praise, but maybe even getting punished or fired. It's like living a life that seeks to understand and to enter the pain and suffering that we see around us instead of pursuing a life that just seeks to kind of ignore it and escape from it. So what is Easter? It's space 87 and chutes and ladders. It's a promise that the way of following Jesus includes a path of suffering. But is that all? Is Easter only about the cross and suffering? No way. There's another game we need to play. This time, it's Uno. Or one, in Mexico. No, I'm just making that up. Uno, of course, is the card game with four different colors of cards. It includes the special cards like skip, reverse, draw two, wild, draw four. My favorite variation of the game, of course, is this rule that if a draw two is played on you, you can play a draw two of any color, and it means that the next person has to draw four. The same version allows you to play a wild draw four on top of any card. So you could maybe have someone play to draw two, then a draw two, and it comes to you, you have to draw four. While draw four, they have to draw eight. I love this version. When you play this version and you have a wild draw four, you're fearless, right? It doesn't matter. You can boldly put down your cards, methodically going through the reds and the blues and the greens. Somebody changes the color, it doesn't matter. You got a wild draw four. Easter is God's wild draw four card. In Easter, God redeems everything. He defeats sin and death. Despite all the skips and reverses and draw twos caused by the sinfulness and the brokenness in the world, God overrules it all with the wild draw four of Easter. Easter is a promise that if you follow Jesus, God will redeem your life with a wild draw four. Easter's only possible because of the empty tomb. Like I said before, the cross is meaningless violence unless the empty tomb is there to redeem it. So what is Easter? Easter is a promise that God will take care of you, that you will be restored, Sometimes this will only happen after we die, and God raises us just like he raised Jesus. This is God's promise of a new heaven and a new earth, and the resurrection of the dead. The promise of Easter is that God will ultimately play his cosmic wild draw four. The loved ones we've lost, the mistreatment we've suffered, the bad things that have happened that we didn't deserve and that were terrible, God will play his wild draw four card and one day wrap his arms around us and wipe every tear away and make everything okay. But it gets even better. Easter is a promise that we don't have to wait for. Easter is the first proof that God's kingdom is beginning right now. Easter is the wild draw four card of life that allows us to live life fearlessly, just like playing Uno fearlessly. It allows us to live life on God's mission, to stand up against the bullies that we see around us, to pursue truth and honesty even when it is inconvenient or even when it ends up hurting us, to live lives of radical service to others, noticing their pain and moving towards them instead of away from them. Because of Easter, we can do this. We can reorient our lives to serve those around us. So what is Easter? It's the wild draw four card in Uno. It's a promise that if we follow Jesus, God will take care of us. I don't know where you're coming from this morning. Maybe you've landed on Space 87. Maybe you're tumbling down, sliding out of control. God has a wild draw four card he's going to play for you. Or maybe you need to land on Space 87. Are you feeling God inviting you to give more of your life in service to others? God is inviting you to take the plunge. Or maybe you're not even on the board game because you haven't even decided to follow Jesus. God is extending to you his wild draw four card. The invitation is simply to reach out and to accept it. He offers you salvation in this life and the life to come. So what is Easter anyways? Let's pray together. Lord, it's amazing to me the parallels that we can draw from silly little kids' board games and card games and how much they illustrate the radical love that you've shown. Lord, may that truth penetrate our hearts and may we live a resurrection life, an Easter life. Live fearlessly knowing that you already have our backs. We need you more and more, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.